اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really welcome you all. Today, inshallah, we are going to work on verse number 119 of Surah Al-Baqarah. I really recommend you grab your Quran, turn to ayah 119 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll have a recitation of this ayah and also a short explanation. And also, after that, will be the main topic that we have is to work on the Tajweed rules practically, right? So, yes. Before we start, let's listen once to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna arsalnaka bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhira wa la tus'alu an ashabil jahim.
Okay. Ali Nasir, that was a nice recitation, right?
Yes.
So, inshallah, now we're going to have a nice recitation as well, okay? So, make sure you listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, make sure as well, okay, you listen and repeat after us. Practice this. Let's go.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا
وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ
وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty wants to help our Prophet, okay, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have a good feeling. Like in the previous ayah, actually, the people, the Christians and the Jews, okay, they were saying that if Allah Almighty does not talk to us, if Allah Almighty, for example, whatever, they were saying different things, okay? So finally, the result was this, that they were not believing. So Allah Almighty says to the Prophet that, O Prophet, do not hurt yourself, okay? Indeed, we have sent you, O Prophet, with the truth. If the Christians and Jews, if they are saying that Islam is not the truth, if they believe that Christianity is the truth, if they believe that Judaism is the truth, okay, and they're not believing in what you say, what you have, if they are saying that, and they are not believing in what you've brought, okay? So, while we have sent you with truth, okay? So if they are denying us, okay, don't worry, don't worry. We have sent you for sure with truth. Listen to us, okay? We have sent you. And it's true, okay? You are with the true religion. Understood? So don't care about them, okay? And says that we have sent you with the truth as a bearer of good news, okay? Glad tidings, okay?
Yes.
And as a warner. Look, Prophet has come, okay? Allah Almighty has sent him to give us the good news of Jannah, paradise, the eternity, okay? The life after death. And he is also going to warn us about what is going to happen if someone does not follow Islam, someone does not follow Allah Almighty's commands, okay? The hellfire. So he has given us two options, and it means that we have free will. We can choose either any of them, okay? Either hellfire or Jannah. So, listen up. There is an important message. It says that do not pay attention to those who are not right. They are trying to do a lot of things, okay, to, for example, force you even. And the next ayah will study this, okay? They are going to force you, okay, until you accept their religion. Prophet, we have sent you with truth, okay? You just tell them, invite them to do good things and avoid them from bad things. So it's up to them, all right? وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ So those who do not accept your words and they will go to the hellfire, you won't be questioned about them. Then why, Prophet? Why did you let them go to the hellfire? No, it's their own free will, okay? They will be asked. But you will not be asked about them, okay? Then why did you let them, okay? So guys, we have to invite people. If they accept it, okay. If they didn't accept it, yes?
Yes.
But there are steps of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an al Munkar. There are some steps, okay, that we don't have time to talk about them.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So guys, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا Yes? وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ So the very first important rule of Tajweed here. Okay, for more explanation about tafsir, please refer to the tafsir book. You can learn a lot, okay? So, إِنَّا here, we have double noon, right? And you, it... Inna actually is the word for emphasizing, okay, intensifying. Inna, for sure. Inna, for sure we. Okay, for sure we have arsalnaka. We have sent you, okay? Bilhaqqi, with truth. Bashiran, as a bearer of good news, okay? As a bringer of glad tidings, good news. Good news of what, even? وَنَذِيرًا Nadir means the one who warns someone of a bad future. He says, if you do not follow the rules of Islam, the principles, these things. Guys, what I said, okay, we should not follow Christians and Judaism. I didn't mean the principles. The principles that they believe in God, they believe in prophethood in the day of judgment, they're correct, okay? So some of them, they have wrong beliefs, okay? But the reality that they believe, that's good, okay, that we have in Islam as well. That day we talked about it. So, وَلَا تُسْأَلُوا And you will not be questioned concerning the inmates of hellfire. So, here, Make sure you do not say إِنَا. Okay? إِنَا. Don't say. If you say إِنَا, the meaning of the word changes. Okay, the ayah changes. إِنَا. You should have this emphasized. إِنَا. This nasal sound you should have, okay? Ghunna sound, right, Fawad?
Yes.
And also the mad that you have there, in alif mad you have,
yes.
There is a sign of mad as well, okay?
Yeah.
And after that, you have arsalnak. The word arsalna starts with hamzatul qat'a. And so we have mad letter plus hamzatul qat'a or hamza. So are they in the same word?
No.
So they're not in the same word. So if harful mad or mad letter plus hamza, if they are not in the same word, the mad is wajib or jais?
Jais.
It's jais, recommended. Yeah, it's if you want, you can prolong the mat for 6 counts, for 5 counts. If you don't want, do not prolong it, okay? Just for 2 counts, the harful mat. So, because they are not in one word. If they were in one word, you were...
Must.
It was a must, yeah? It was obligatory.
You must.
So, here, the mat is ja'iz munfasil. Munfasil means because the mat letter, alif mat, in inna, plus hamza in the word arsalnaka. Munfasil means separated, right? And the mat here is jais.
Yes.
Okay, so prolong it for 6 counts, Ali Nasir.
Inna.
Ahsantum. Thank you. That's the way you prolong it. But now, Fawad, do not prolong it. Just read, recite without mat. Inna arsalnaka, without mat. Go on, read it once.
Inna arsalnaka.
Great. But he prolonged a little, okay? So it's okay. Jais. It's jais. Inna arsalnaka. Yeah, sometimes you have this eye as well. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhalladhina. Because ya, alif mat, plus ayyu, hamza, not in the same word.
Yeah.
So there as well, it's jais, okay? So inna arsalnaka, make sure ra is with tafkhim, okay? It's pronounced a little bit heavily. أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا تَنْوِين plus next word starts.
Wow.
Wow, there is a wow, yes? بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. So, بَشِيرًا تَنْوِين plus wow. It says the rule.
إِدْغَام
must be applied here. How you merge تَنْوِين to wow. And it means you kind of add one wow there. One more wow, ساكن wow.
Yeah.
بَشِيرًا. Joined it with one ساكن wow. رَو. Then read the waw. Bashirau wa nadhira. It's idgham, right?
Idgham.
Yes. When you merge them, so the tanween sound, the noon sound will be changed to waw sound. Bashirau wa nadhira. If you stop here, it's better to stop. Better to continue, yes? But you can stop here because we have salah, right?
Yeah.
Better to continue. But if you stop here, nadhiran, tanween fatha must be changed to,
Short vowels.
Short, no. Long vowel, natural mat. Alif mat. Bashiran wa nadhiran. Ra. Right? You no longer pronounce it with a tanween sound. Bashiran. So. Bashiran wa nadhiran. No. Bashiran wa nadhiran. Wala tus'alu an ashabil jahim. An. Nun sakin plus hamza. So, hamza is from the?
Throat letters.
And 6 throat letters were there that if you have tanween or non-isakin plus one of these throat letters, hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain, ha, these 6 letters, what rule is applied?
Idhar.
No rule is applied.
No rule is applied, idhar, which is called idhar.
Idhar.
Idhar means make it clear. Make it clear, okay, that there is non-isakin and hamza.
Hamza.
Yeah. An ashabil jahim. Like bashirau, you do not, for example, merge them. You don't say an ashabil jahim. No. Noon must be clearly pronounced as if there is no rule applied. As if you don't know anything about tajweed. An ashabil jahim. Ashabil jahim. There. When you finish the ayah, okay. وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ Natural mad we have, jahim. But it is changed to mad عارض للسكون. It's a longer mad for 4 counts, kind of, yes?
Yeah,
وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ Right? So, Ali Nasir, can you read this for our brothers and sisters with tajweed rules? Then, inshallah, our today's session will be finished.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أرسلناك بالحق الحق بشيرا ونذيرا.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله.
ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.
ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. So that was the ayah we recited. Alhamdulillah, we practiced, we learned the tajweed rules as well. We had a short explanations. Okay, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you, okay, again in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Don't forget us. Fawal Haider, any question? Ali Nasir?
No.
No? Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. So, see you inshallah in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان